Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia. Quia quem ero pisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. In memoriam of St. Raymond of Penafort, Priest, Order of Preachers. St. Raymond lived 100 years, from 1175 to 1275. Born in Barcelona, Spain, he was the third Superior General of the Dominican Order. He is famous for his work in the freeing of slaves, Christian captives of Muslims. He wrote 5 books of decretals, which are now a valuable part of the canon law of the Church. The Summa Causium, which is about the correct and fruitful administration of the sacrament of penance, is the most notable of his works. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood, in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament. May I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Aspergis me, Domine, his apohet mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem de albabor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Aspergis me.
Ostendi nobis, Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domine, exaudi rationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Exaudi nos, Domini Sancti, Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, foviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat, omnis habitantes in hoc habitaculo. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Actiones nostras quae sumus Domine, asperando prevene et adivando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino, quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confite or Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patre nostro, et omnibus sanctis, et vobis, fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur bestri omnipotens Deus, et emittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternam. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tuebuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctas iniquitatis nostris, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Alleluia. Et patrone. la, 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 ris. Obe, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe, eleison. Christe, eleison. Christe. Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus, rex celi, meritis. Deus pater omnipotens. Domine Filii unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi suscipe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad dexteram Patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, ad cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Lord, you gave Saint Raymond the gift of compassion in his ministry to sinners. May his prayers free us from the slavery of sin and help us to love and serve you in liberty.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed and prudence was given me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold, in view of her, is a bit of sand, and before her, silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and beauty I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because her radiance never ceases. Yet all good things together came to me with her, and countless riches at her hand. I rejoiced in them all, because wisdom is their leader, though I had not known that she is their mother. Sincerely I learned about her, and ungrudgingly do I share her riches. I do not hide away, for she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, being commended by the gifts that come from her discipline.
Deo gratias. Oh, 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 meditabitur sapi ansiam. Et lingua eius ius lo lex Dei eius us in et non non supplantabuntur Gressus eius ius. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Vigilati omni tempere orantis, ut digni habi ministare ante filium hominis. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Domini, sit in corde meo, et in labiis meis, et pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Matteum, gloria tibi, Domine. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of God. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Per evangelica dicta, per evangelica dicta deliantra nostra delictas.
Today at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, in memoriam, we remember, we honor Saint Raymond of Penafort. Saint Raymond lived 100 years, from 1176 to 1276. He was elected the third Master General of the Dominican Order. Saint Raymond is the patron saint of canon lawyers and of civil lawyers as well. At the University of Bologna in Italy, famed for its law school, Saint Raymond, before he became a Dominican, Saint Raymond took the habit at 47, being spiritually impressed with the order by the prior of the House of Dominicans, studying at the University of Bologna, teaching at the University of Bologna. He took the habit at 47 years of age. Saint Raymond, first and foremost, teaching canon law as a Dominican was called by Pope Gregory in order to make a codex, a code of decretals, decrees by the Pope over matters of church and morals. Many had been made by many different popes, all valuable, to say the least, spiritually, for the edification of the church, the sanctification of the believer, again, in both faith and morals. So it was St. Raymond's contribution to the church as a canon lawyer. The word canon is Greek for law, so church law. And law, of course, lex legis, canon, is a binding together of the one and many. The church is a society formed by sacraments, but governed, as all societies are, by canon law. Moses, of course, is the great lawgiver. The law of the Jewish people is the covenant, the Ten Commandments, very central. Likewise, the law of the Quran for the Muslim community of prayer is Sharia. The law of the Catholic Church is called canon law, but above canon law, of course, is the law of the Beatitudes, binding us together with God our Father in eternal life through the mercy of Christ, his sacrifice on the cross, which we reiterate at this moment at the Holy Eucharist. The Beatitudes, which for church militant are shepherd and guide as far as the law of God, which in the incarnation of Christ binds together man and God, God and sinful man. So St. Raymond Penafort is renowned, he is remembered for his great contribution to the law of the church, the canon law of the church, in collecting together and editing, redacting into the code of canon law, universal code of canon law, the decrees of popes and synods. These decretals authored by St. Raymond of Penafort remained in the code of canon law all the way up to the 1990s, I believe, when John Paul II reworked the code of canon law in conjunction with Vatican II, dismissing the old code of canon law that had been last reworked in 1917. Saint Raymond helped found an order of Mercedarians. This order of Mercedarians sought the release of Christian slaves, of Muslim captors. And it was through certainly the prayers for freedom, the monks who, or I should say, perhaps the friars of the Mercedarian order, and through their military wing, they had knights, they had priests that they sought to free Christian captives by ransoming them first and foremost by praying for their freedom, ransoming them in exchange for tribute, ransoming them through military reconquest of Catholic cities and towns held by Muslims since the 6th century, for example, in the north of Spain during this period of reconquest, this period of crusade in relationship to Dar Islam, the Islamic community. It was St. Raymond of Penafort who was deeply interested in the conversion of Jews and of Moors, who encouraged St. Thomas Aquinas at the University of Paris to write his Summa Contra Gentiles, his first Summa, the Summa against Gentiles or pagans, but actually it was devoted to the conversion of Jews and the conversion of Moors during this period of reconquest by Catholic kings and queens in Spain. So St. Thomas Aquinas, like St. Raymond of Penafort, did not believe in conversion by the sword, convert or die. They did not believe in exiling Moors and Jews who had lived in Spain in perfect peace with Christians, with Catholics, for 900 years under the Convivencia, forcing them to convert again under pain of exile, leaving their homes of almost 1,000 years. Rather, in the wake of Saint Dominic and his spirit of preaching the truth with love to the Cathars, to Jews and Moors, Saint Raymond of Penafort arranged religious debates over the truth of the Catholic faith with religious rabbis, who in these debates at the University of Bologna were given freedom of speech, stopping with, of course, blasphemy, which the rabbis themselves recognized the limits, but freedom of speech in this dialogue with Catholic theologians to express the truth of Judaism in respect to Christianity. Also, in encouraging St. Thomas to write the Summa Gentiles, again, it was St. Thomas using Jewish rabbis like Moses Maimonides and Philo Alexandria, using Muslims like Averroes and Avicenna in order to argue from common intellectual ground the appropriateness, to say the least, the suitability of the Catholic faith as the one true religion. Again, not a violent crusade, convert or die, convert or exile, but again, an act of spiritual mercy, an act of spiritual compassion, using his great gifts, and this is true absolutely of St. Raymond of Penafort, in order to bring Jews and Moors to faith, again, through preaching the truth with love. St. Raymond of Penafort, as a canon lawyer, also excelled in the canon law of marriage, a huge part of canon law, even in the new code of canon law. So we see Raymond in his ransoming of Christian slaves from their Muslim captives to his Summa on Christian marriage, the sacrament of marriage, to his work on the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of reconciliation, his guide. Dominicans, remember, they preached second conversion, and the fruit of that doctrinal preaching is in the confessional. St. Raymond, very devoted to the sacrament of reconciliation, but and also preaching for the conversion of non-Christians, of Moors and Jews, is still extremely relevant today as a model for Dominicans, as a model for canon lawyers and civil lawyers as well. So we ask the intercession of St. Raymond of Penafort to inspire lawyers and judges, canonical and civil, to always be faithful to the eternal law of God, to the natural law, which expresses the eternal law of God, the Creator, in respecting marriage, the sacrament of marriage, and natural marriage, again, created by God, and made a sacrament by Christ, instituted by Christ, a sacrament in the church. It is these areas of marriage and the sacrament of marriage, natural marriage, which is causing the destruction of the church and of our civilization. And we pray for this through the intercession of St. Raymond of Penafort. This Mass is offered in reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus by myself and by all. We pray for those who have asked us to pray for them, for their intentions, we pray for those who have died or are dying, for the souls in purgatory. We pray for Pope Francis, the successor of Peter, the Vicar of Christ, that as Pope in the family of the Synod, he might affirm the sacrament of marriage and the integrity of the Holy Eucharist. We pray that Saint Francis humbly and Pope Francis humbly and obediently immediately consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in union with all the bishops of the world, the Mandate of Heaven, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, accept our sacrifice on this feast of Saint Raymond of Penafore, and following his example, may we give you our praise and offer you all we have. Grant this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribiam Dominum pro omnibus, quid retribiat mihi. Calicem salutaris accipiam in nomine Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hunc oblationem quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem apparetur aeternum.
Lavabo inter intercentes manus meas, et circumdabo altare tuum. Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et anorem universa mirabilia tua. Domine, dalexi decorum domus tuae, et locum habitationes gloriae tuae. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placiet tibi, Domini Deus.
Orate, fratres.
Ut meam ac vestrum pariter in conspectu Domini sit acceptum sacrificium.
Lord, may we offer these mysteries worthily and often, for whenever this memorial sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is renewed. Domine, exaudia rationem meum, et clamor meus, a te veniat.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo.
sursum corda, habemus ad dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro. Dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum est salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterne Deus, qui cum unigenito filio tuo, et Spiritus Sancto, unus est Deus. Unus est Dominus, non in unius singularitate personae, sed in unius Trinitate substantiae. Quod enum de tua gloria revelante te credimus, hoc de Filio tuo, hoc de Spiritus Sancto, sine differentia discretionis sentimus. Ut in confessione vere sempiternique deitatis, et in personis propeitas, et in essentia unitas, et in maiestate adoratur a qualitas. Quam laudant angeli, atque arcangeli, cherubim quoque hac seraphim, qui non cessin clamare, quotitie, una voce dicente. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna, in excelsis, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini.
Hosanna. Na in excelsis.
Te igitur clementissime pater per Iesum Christum, filium tuum, dominum nostrum. Supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut te accepta habeas, et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere digneres toto orbe terrarum, una cum familo tuo Papa nostro, Franciscus et antistite nostro, gidre et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum, familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudes pro se, suesque omnibus pro redemptione animarum suorum, pro spes salutis et incolumitatis sue, tibi quae redunt vota sua eterno Deo, viva et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes. In primus gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genitricis Dei et Domine nostri, Jesu Christe. Communicantes et diem sanctistissimum, Beate Maria intermerata virginitas, huic mundo edidit salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primus eius dem gloriosae semper virginis Maria, genitrices eius dem Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martirem tuorum Petri et Pali, Andrea Jacobi, Ioannes Domei, Jacobi Filippi Bartolomei, Mattei Simonus et Thaddei, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelii, Cipriani, Laurentii, Chrysogeni, Ioannes et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum, quorum meritis precebusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tue muniarmor auxilio, per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutes nostre, sed et cuncta familia tui, quasamus Domine, ut placatus accipias, diesque nostros in tui pace disponas, atque ab eterna damnatione nos arripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu Deus in omnibus quasumus benedictam, adscriptam, ratam, ratiabilium, acceptabiliumque facere digneres ut nobis, corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Domini nostri Jesu Christi. Qui pridie quam pater etur, accipit panem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, et elevatus oculus in celum, ad te Deum Patrum suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum. Simili modo postquam cenatum est, accipiens et hunc placlarum calicem in sanctas hoc venerabilias manus suas, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit. Dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite bibite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, Mysterium fidei, qui pro vobis et pro motos infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Cutis cumque faceritis in me memoriam facietis. Unde memores Domine, nos servi tui, sed et plebs tui sancta eustem Christi Filii, tui Domini nostre tam beate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos glorios se ascensionis, afferimus placlara majestatis tui de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae eternae et calicem salutis perpetuae. Superque propitio ac sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta abere, sicuti accepta avere, dignatus es munere pueri tui juste abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre avre, et quad tibi obtilit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplicis te rogamus omnipotens Deus, ubi ec prefere per manus sancti angeli tui in sublime altare tuum, in conspecto divine majestatis tue, ut quod ex hoc altares participatione sacro sanctum filii tui. Corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamur per eum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam, Domine, familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesserant cum signo fidei et dormiunt in somno pacis. Ipsis, Domine, et omnibus in Christo, quiscientibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis, et in dulcias, deprecamur per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus,
faminis tuis, de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioane, Stefano, Mattea, Barnaba, Ignatio, Alejandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia Anastasiet omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meriti sed benie, quas sumus largitor admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Per quem haec omnia Domine semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicit, et presta nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum. Fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debitoribus nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos quesemus Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus presentibus et futuris, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgine de Genetricis Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in debus nostris, et ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simus, semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eum dem Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sint semper vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, misere re nobis. Vitolis peccata mundi, misere renobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Hic sacro sancto comitio, corpus et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salis, mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam, promerendam, atque, confessendam, preparatio salutaris, per eum dem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris, cooperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificasti, libera me per hoc sacro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuam ab omnibus antiquitatibus meis et universis malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancti vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollet peccata mundi. Domine. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Quod ore sum simus Domine, puramente capiamus, ut de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Domine, quinque talenta tradidisti mihi. Ecce alia quinque superlucra tuum. Ecce serve bone et fide lis, quia in pauca fusi fidelis, supra muta te consti. Intra in gaudi domini. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
God our Father, Christ the living bread renews us. Let Christ our teacher instruct us, that on this feast of Saint Raymond of Penafort, we may learn your truth and practice it in love.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite te. Te missa est. Deo,
placet tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutas mei, et presta ut sacrificium, quad oculis tui majestatis indignus optile, tibi sit acceptable mihique, et omnibus proquibus iriot optili, sit te miserante propitiabile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum. Anitium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat Verbum, et Verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat Verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum, omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil. Quod factum est, in ipso vita erat,
et vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt, fiat homo missus ad Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hinc venit in testimonium, ut testimonium prehiverat de lumine, ut omnes crederat per illum. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiverat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominem vinientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundos per ipsum factus est, et mundos eum non cognivit. In propria venit, et sui eum non reciperunt. Quod quod autem reciperant eum, dedit est potestatem filius Dei fiere is, qui credunt in nomine eius, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Ad verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eius, gloriam quasi unigeniti a Patre, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, jamentes et plentes, in hac lacrimorum pale. Eia ergo, advocata nostra, ilios tuos, misericordes oculos, a nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui. Nobis post hoc exilium ostende, clement, pia. fortucis. Virgo Maria, ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitrix, ut digni officiarmor promissionibus Christi, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother the Church, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass, ascribed to St. Thomas Aquinas. Thank you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who have deigned to feed me, your sinful and unworthy servant, with the precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, not for any merit of mine, but only because of your merciful goodness. And I pray that this Holy Communion, far from condemning me to punishment, may bring about my pardon and salvation, encompassing me with the armor of faith and the shield of goodwill. By it let my vices be done away, all lustful desires extinguished. May it advance me in charity, patience, humility, obedience, and every other virtue. Let it be strong defense against the wiles of all my enemies, visible and invisible, allaying for me every disturbance of flesh and spirit, binding me firmly to you, the one true God, and bringing my last hour to a happy close. I pray, too, that it may be your pleasure to call my sinful self one day to that banquet, wonderful past all telling, where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, feed your saints with the vision of yourself, who are true light, the fulfillment of all desires, the joy that knows no ending, gladness unalloyed, and perfect bliss. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Memoriam in honor of Saint Raymond of Penafort.
Regina Caeli letare, alleluia, quia quem meropis deportare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Sit benedictum in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.